What is this? What's up, Basketball Jones listeners? It's your boy, Coach Kenup, and today we have a special edition of the podcast. Today we go over all the trade deadline moves, all the transactions with the buyouts, and let you know all the transactions, everything that happened with the movement in the NBA. But before we get to the podcast, let's go ahead and hear a word from our sponsors. What's up, listeners? Lil Ken up here. And before we hop into the podcast, I got a little announcement, man. One of my favorite new podcasts to listen to is It's Taboo. All one word, spell I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Now, this is ran by Kenitra Upchurch. She's a great young lady, college student. She go over topics that young adults should really listen to. Like I said, the topics vary on countless and numerous topics, so I'm not even gonna get into it. Just make sure y'all go subscribe, get the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where it's available. It's Taboo, all one word, I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Go check it out. Hey, man, say, man, y'all already know what's up. It's your boy, Lil Kenup. I'm here with my co-host. We have a full house today. I'm here with my man, Desmond Mathis. Say what's up to the people.
What's good, Basketball Jones? We back in this bit.
Hey, and I got my man, Jordan Strait.
The one and only. What's good with it?
Hey, that's been a minute since we all been out in the same spot, man. How y'all been doing? How y'all been feeling?
Feeling less than chilling. Highly favored, bro.
That's what's all up. Day. So this is a special podcast we got going on today. We're doing a trade deadline special. Trade deadline just ended earlier this week. I forgot if it was Wednesday or Thursday. It's one of the days. But anyway, trade deadline just ended. You know, it's a lot of movement been going on. So we're going to talk about some of our biggest trades, some of the players that we like, some of the moves that we like, and teams that we felt got better. So anything y'all want to say before we get started?
Nah, I'm ready to get into it.
All right. First, I want to start off with Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic was offering them everything in their mind.
Fire sale.
Like, everything must go.
Nah, for real.
Everything must be going out of business. Everything must go. They traded their best player, a second best player, and a third best player. Evan, their third best.
He went to the Celtics.
Yes. And I heard they scrimmed him in on 2K.
They got like an old man. They got ball spots everywhere, bro.
That's tough.
Yeah, I seen he said 2K hate me. I seen it too. That was crazy. So, Matthew, what do you think they doing? They rebuilding or what?
They definitely rebuilding. Big blow up and just.
They got Hampton too, huh?
Yeah, they got Hampton.
They guard heavy as hell. They got Hampton, Cole, and one more guard.
And they got Cole Anthony.
Anthony Cole and Fultz. That's a lot of young guards.
Okay. Lead guards.
But now they got big man too.
They got Wendell Carter.
And they got Jonathan Isaac too.
Yeah. And they got Obama, but he don't get no minutes.
That's crazy. They probably they should start playing a more young core now that they made that trade. You feel me? Like it only makes sense. Like don't all your young players. Just see what you got. So, who y'all think, if y'all should give me 2 to 3 trade winners, don't give me one. Give me like 2 to 3. Who won this year's trade? I'm going to start. Actually, y'all can start. Yeah, y'all want me to start.
You said who won?
Who won?
Like, as in trades?
Give me like, actually, we can all give our one winner. Who's your one winner? Who won
the trade? I got to give the Bulls.
Because
they really, they're already competitive. Yeah. And now they added like a solid big man. And they didn't really give up that much.
Yeah, true.
I ain't gonna lie. I like what the Celtics did with that.
With
Evan Fournier adding a third legitimate scorer to that offense.
Yeah. Cameron not it.
He not. He could orchestrate the offense, but he ain't a bucket like he really is. But I like that trade to really like take some of the steam off of Jaylen Brown and Tatum, let him hoop freely.
I thought you was gonna say this, but you didn't, so I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Denver probably easily got the best. I mean, Denver, like, not to say that that was a need, but it kind of was.
It kind of was.
Because Paul Millsap, not that dude. That boy, Michael Porter Jr., plays on the perimeter. He's not a post player, even though he's 6'10". He can get his ass down there.
To be honest.
He like the mid-range. He rock with the elbow to pull up.
Yeah, man. But we need his ass by the rim.
And he get there. Like, he'll be a, like, as someone drive, a nice dish.
every now and then.
That's all we need him to do. He's efficient from the three.
I can't really speak on his game really like that off of one game, but I know one game he's steady running to that three.
Nah, he does.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he always runs to that three. Like, that's what hurts them.
Probably feel like they got Aaron Gordon because they need somebody to send that block. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Joker, they throw the Joker, but Joker not looking to score. Joker looking really to pass.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a good pass first. Rim cutter, lob threat.
Yeah. All that. And that's what they need to go with the Joker. Because it's not like, I mean, it's good with spacing to throw it in the Joker and have everybody in the 3-point line, but we need some cutters. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. We need somebody in the paint. He can throw it too. And Aaron Gordon can stretch the floor too. It's not like he's a bad shooter.
Exactly.
Nah, he's a decent shooter.
So, no, I think that's winning. So, y'all let us know who y'all winners is. Let us know if y'all agree with Jay, if it's the Bulls. If y'all agree with Dez, who you said again?
Celtics.
If y'all agree with me, with Denver Broncos. Denver Nuggets. Or if y'all got another team, yeah, y'all comment below. But now let's go into the losers. Who is the biggest loser?
Houston Rockets.
No, damn, with that Vic?
Yes, because they really, pretty much you got to look at it overall. That's who they gave up for Harden. Yeah. That's what they got back for Harden.
Yeah.
True.
So they got every, like,
but they got some more draft pieces, though.
I know, but for Harden?
Yeah, true.
That's all you got? And then your two players, you got Kelly Olynyk and Avery Bradley with 4 picks. And then what else? like 3 other picks.
But they still got Kevin Porter out of that. Deal?
Not that deal.
No,
Kevin Porter was outside of it. Yeah.
I thought it was part of that deal.
They got DJ Augustine.
That was because remember he threw that tantrum and they was like trying to get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
And this is like, I would give you a second. Yeah, that didn't have nothing to do with
that. That is true. I forgot about that.
Because like really, they really gave up Victor for like crumbs.
So who did they get? What did they get for a buddy that's in Indiana now? LeVert.
They didn't really. They just traded them straight up.
Oh, Victor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why. And they could have got Jared Allen and Prince. Yeah. But they traded them to Cavs just to get Victor. Just to trade them away for like.
Victor? But so they traded him for Cavs to get Victor, not.
Yeah, to Porter? Keep the cap space.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
So that's why I say Houston really gambled on something and ended up getting bits and pieces. Yeah.
So what about you, Dan? So you feel like biggest loser?
Besides Orlando, I guess they not really losers.
Nah, they got a lot of young pieces.
They did get some. They got pieces for the future.
Yeah.
I can't. Damn. You can go right now.
Okay, why you thinking? I'm going to say Orlando. Because, yeah, they got younger and stuff like that. But when you got a solidified star who's not unhappy. Vucevic might have been unhappy, but he didn't voice this. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He wasn't outspoken with it. So, therefore, like, you didn't have to move off him. Dude, 30. And I feel like you didn't get that much return for him. Like, this is an all-star. Like, this is his first year making an all-star. But it's an all-star type talent. You see what I'm saying? They could have got more pieces than what they got. RJ like Hampton was cool,
petty.
Huh?
I feel like they're being petty. Because Boston was trying to get them bad. And they had the pieces.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to trade Boston.
Yeah, like... I don't know what Magic doing. Like, yeah, they went younger, but what are they doing? What's the plan?
Exactly.
They got 3 guards. They got Mo Bamba that they drafted high, not playing him. Like, what's the plan over there? What are they doing in Disney World? Like, for real. Like, I don't know what the plan is. That's why I said they're the biggest losers. Like, why were they such big sellers?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why did y'all want to just blow it up? Y'all just made the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. I know y'all weren't in the mix this year. Y'all kind of like took a step back this year.
But it's injuries, though. You can't really blow it up because of injuries because you never know. Like, I feel like they were actually being, like, a threat. There's actually in the...
It was building last year.
Yeah.
Exactly. They built...
It was just injuries, so why blow it up off the injuries?
Exactly. Like,
that makes no sense.
That's why I'm like, they're the biggest losers because it's like, they panicked for no reason.
To be honest.
Only person that really voiced their discomfort was Aaron Gordon.
Nah, he was just mad.
Yeah, he the only one.
I can understand that because he's a competitor, though.
Yeah. You said that you got your loser yet?
I ain't lie. I just go with Orlando. Everybody kind of... It was solid trades going around. Besides them.
Biggest move. Like, one move that was made that was biggest. I'll start this one. I'm going to say Rajon Rondo for Lou Will. I wasn't expecting that. And that was a big piece. I'm not trying to say that the Clippers are going to win now, but...
They got
it. I wasn't expecting that. Let me say that. I wasn't expecting that at all. Clippers to come off Lou Will.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like, and Lou Will was contemplating retiring after that move.
I mean, y'all like, he wasn't doing anything, though.
He wasn't, but that's still a big piece. 6 men of the year, like, he won it multiple times.
Yeah, but...
And he a bucket off them. And to me, he was their closer.
Yeah, but, like I said, Kawhi, he wanted a point guard so bad, it's like, yeah. All right, move around. You ain't really contributing that much, so, hey.
And when does Kawhi... Like, when did Kawhi become... Oh, let me not get started with Kawhi. But when did he become this guru where he knew what we need, what this... You feel what I'm saying?
Like, but you didn't hear what happened? He really threatened them to get Paul George. He said, either y'all trade for Paul George or I'm going to the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So it's like, they are... You can already see how, like, everything going. But whatever you want, he gets.
Yeah, I feel like they letting him... Like, that's Clippers' downfall. Yeah. Pleasing Paul George... I mean, pleasing Kawhi. That's going to be their downfall. And that's why, like, even after this year, people say that they're going to blow it up. I feel like it's going to be too soon.
Nah.
You think they should blow it up?
They just got the piece they've been begging for. So it's to a point where it's like, you asked for a point guard, we gave you a point.
So
you asked for a big, we gave you a big.
Well, how far do they have to get to not blow it up? Do they have to win it all?
They got to at least make it to the conference.
Conference finals?
If they get it second, you got to blow it up.
Okay. Yeah. So if they get bounced before the conference finals, they got to blow it up.
Yes.
Well, so if they make it to conference finals and lose to, like, the Lakers.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
That's good? That's so they don't have to blow it up?
Nah.
Okay.
Because at least you know it's like...
I just want to, like, make sure that it wasn't...
this close. Yeah. But if you lose in second, that's it.
Okay, that's understandable. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't, like... win or bust. Like, we either win a championship or we blow this shit up. Because that doesn't make sense to me. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, if they don't deserve, if they don't go to a conference championship for the second straight year, yeah, blow that shit up. Because it's not working. But when you blow it up, do you blow up everything around PG and Kawhi and use them instead of the building blocks?
Kawhi's a free agent, though. He didn't sign.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's like Kawhi kind of playing it safe where it's like,
he can leave.
Yeah.
Kawhi be a bitch if he leaves.
I mean, that's the NBA, though.
It really is.
They really, like, NBA, it's not about, like, you don't have that much dames be like, I'm committed. You don't have that much people like that.
Really don't.
They just try to win the ring and call it a day. Yeah. Giannis.
That makes sense. Y'all got any, like, moves that...
A move I like? I like that Andre Drummond move to the Lakers.
That's not really a trade, though.
That's a buyout.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get to that in a minute, but...
I mean, I like...
Let's stay with the trades for right now.
I like the Heat. With the Victor and the little four coming from Kings.
Yeah.
The little stretch four. Mm-hmm. I like those two moves.
I think his name Holmes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Nah, it's
not.
Like
Holmes.
Bidget.
Yeah. I know you're talking about Bob. About Bogdanovich.
Yeah, he's like a point forward. Like,
he had
like
a bad, he had an off year, though.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just that whole scheme. Plus, it's like, this shot play Marvin. So much going on. Jabari Parker, he's got released, like, they're doing too much with the team.
Jabari's career.
Now he's done.
Yeah, but like, I didn't think his career was going to be this bad. I knew he wasn't going to be a star like this, making him seem like when he came out of Duke, but goddamn. Yeah.
He was balling, though, with the Bucks when they were sorry.
He was all right.
He just can't be on a competitive team.
He's never been a top three option to me. He's a role player.
Yeah, but
he's I think they was making it seem like he was a star coming out of Duke. You got anything, Dez? Any moves that
I like the Blake Griffin.
That wasn't a trade either.
I'm going with nigga Eric Gordon.
Buyouts, bro.
I'm going with nigga Eric Gordon.
I mean, of course the buyout's going to be the best move because you're getting something for nothing. Like, what, you said Aaron Gordon?
Yeah, I'm going with Aaron Gordon. Just because he fills a role in our offense and he definitely adds another dimension.
You notice he said R. He's a Nuggets fan.
Nuggets all the way.
We're going to get to that. Matter of fact, we're not going to get to that. We got another show coming up that we're going to get to that on. But we're going to say that for a different time, different place. All right. So we talked about trades. Now let's get into the buyouts. Now, before we get into just the buyouts of a whole, I got to talk about one thing specifically. Let's talk about these Brooklyn fucking Nets.
They doing too much.
Dynasty builders.
They doing too much.
Like, Steve Nash not playing with these
things. Nah, it's not even Steve Nash. I feel like it's KD. Like, you gotta understand. I feel like KD just love building just...
Niggas wanna play with him.
It's not even... That's like... Why... Like, what's the competitiveness now? Like, don't you wanna be...
That's
like,
out the window. Like, Bron threw that out the window with South Beach. I'm not gonna lie.
Not really. Cause it was still... Like, y'all understand... Like... First
it was
of all,
still competitive because
they was still competitive because like, Dallas was still good. You still had other teams outside of that. But with the Nets, they got LaMarcus, Blake, And then, before that, everybody already said Kyrie, James Harden, and KD is already enough.
Yeah.
That's a playoff. That's a championship of bust. But then you go add LaMarcus and Blake. You doing too much. You really doing too much now. You already got one of the three best scorers in the game.
You got to keep that momentum going off the bench. You got to. That's crucial off the bench. What about defense, though? Defense.
They don't got really defense.
They don't. But you can get a couple stops.
And mind you, they still got DeAndre Jordan, too.
Exactly.
That's six All-Stars.
Man, bro, that stuff made me mad, bro. Like
41 All-Stars appearances.
Not for you saw that?
41. 41 All-Star appearances.
That is crazy. It's to a point where it's like it frustrates you because like it was actually a competitive league.
Yeah, no, it was wide open.
And then it's like they did all this like
the West still wide open though, but nah, that East is the Nets about to have a cakewalk. And that's why I don't like it because this is legitimately it went from a 3-team race. To Nets.
Yeah,
Nets. Nets in the field. Yeah.
Well, not. Well, you can't really say Lakers, but Lakers. Let's be honest.
I mean, thinking about healthy. That's the big thing. It's about. Oh yeah. It's about health. It's about health. And LeBron too.
You said what?
LeBron too.
I mean, LeBron. I know he'll.
LeBron. I think it's LeBron. I ain't gonna lie. It is. Everybody is like, what's LeBron?
Like, come on. Like, he gonna play. He gonna play regardless. Like, he already said, like, he upped in age. He ain't going to take no game for, like, granted. Because, you know, anytime his body can just tell him no.
That's why I feel like people, man, we don't show our appreciation of LeBron enough. Because we just like, that nigga will be
all right. Because we so used to him, bro. Like, he's just been that guy for the longest. So, yeah, you got to give him respect.
And it's funny because he got hurt second. And we're more worried about AD than exactly LeBron. Because
exactly. You know how LeBron is. Like, he's built different. He take care of his body. He do,
that's true.
He
but do you know, that. That's just you know one dude that's out right now that we're really not even talking about, if he get healthy, is KD. KD been out for a long ass time, too.
Only thing I feel like they keeping him out for a while because he just came off an injury, so they try to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because...
And it's
not like they
play.
Need him.
Exactly.
They don't
need
especially
him.
Especially with this roster.
Facts! Bro, they can really save him to the rest of the playoffs. You got freaking James Harden playing, putting up MVP numbers with 40, 13, and... 16 and
he got Kyrie.
He got Kyrie putting up 30 and like, come on now.
You got Blake dunking again.
Blake catching lob. What the heck? And then now you got LaMarcus. Like, come on now. Steve LaMarcus Nash. Not no scrub either. He could actually stretch the floor. He a consistent shooter.
He wasn't nice. Playing bad with San Antonio.
He was he. So it's like to a point where it's like KD could really just chill like he was with the Warriors. He's just chilling. Wait till the playoffs to go stupid.
The biggest deal is Steve Nash coming in, back to back MVPs, back to back championships. He trying to.
Oh, he got to win the first one first.
He got to. the way he looking,
man, he looking I feel like it's Dan Tony too, because they kept on saying the way he coached and way like his scheme, he had never won a championship.
Shit, he don't want with this team.
That's what shit. I'm saying. Like, I feel like that plays a little bit of part because that. All right, we're gonna try with all these players, and now we're gonna
see who's gonna win. Like, see my strategy don't work now.
Cause they pretty much play the same as the what you call it, the same little scheme they used to have the Rockets. Only thing is,
they actually got the players for that.
Yes.
Scheme. I mean, shit, nigga, we got the players for any scheme.
Yeah,
with them niggas.
That's not fair, bro.
It's not.
They books. I said. Only thing I can say about it is their defense is going to be their Achilles heel. Like, in playoffs, you playing the same team 7 times within 2 weeks.
Who's going to stop?
That's true. But I feel like it's going to come down to stop. Sometimes.
They got the best improvisers.
Yeah, they do. I mean, with Harden and KD and Kyrie. But Blake wasn't all that in Detroit.
He wasn't.
But they don't need Blake. They're using LaMarcus. They're using these two players. They just got.
Now Blake ain't gonna lie. Blake and LaMarcus about to be the most wide. Excuse me, the most wide open that they've ever been in their life.
That's why I'm saying it's like it's to a point where it's like you gotta pick your poison. That's you want true. KD go off? You want Harden go off? You want Kyrie go off? Cause they gonna go take it. At the end of the day, they ain't gonna let like you can't let them. They gonna take it.
Them three are for sure like the ones I'm more concerned about.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
And the fact that you can't sleep on the other two is like, dang, man.
Yeah, because now they, it's not like they sorry. You feel me? They are proven players in this league.
Like, people forget about KD's defensive presence he bring too.
Nah,
like,
that's
he ain't
true
no sorry defender. Like, he helps overall.
Yeah, not because, I mean, that showed when he was with the Warriors because it showed that he's not just straight offense. He can play some defense. Exactly. He might not be the best defensive player, but he will play some defense. Success. No, for sure.
And that's all they need, really.
Exactly. No, that's crazy. Like, and they got them all. Like, that's a crazy. Like, okay, they traded for Harden, but you got to think they got KD for free, they got Kyrie for free, they got LaMarcus Aldridge for free, and Blake Griffin for free.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. They didn't have to give up nothing for 4 of their 5 All Stars. They didn't have to give nothing up for him. DeAndre Jordan, he was a free agent when he signed there too, huh? So
they bought DeAndre for Kyrie.
No, but he was a free agent though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So years. 5 out of their 6 All Stars, they basically got for free.
Tight.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. That's crazy. So real quick, we'll start lining up for the Nets before we go to our first break.
Should I start? What you call it? I got Kyrie, James. I'll play KD at 3. To make it really nasty, and then I'll put Joe in there for 2. See, cause he needs shooting, cause he gonna get open shots, and he ain't that much deadly shooting. So I put James at 3, KD at 4, LaMarcus at 5.
Really, I would go just off positions. James Harden 1, he leads the league in assists. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. James Harden 1, Kyrie Mova 2, score first. Tight. 2. I forgot about Joe Harris because I sure wasn't gonna start him, but you really have to start him.
You have,
yeah.
You
really have to open shots with that group.
Yeah,
like.
3, Joe Harris, 4, KD, and I need some type of defense. So I gotta start DeAndre, LaMarcus, and Blake. Yeah, y'all took good. Yeah, y'all came over here trying to piggyback. And I gotta come off my bench.
No cap, they can't play center at all. Mm-mm. Those two.
So who you got?
I'll start James, Kyrie, KD. Probably, I ain't gonna lie, I like Blake.
So you gonna bring Joe Harris off the bench?
Yeah.
I just want, like, they need their shooting though. They need a shooter out there. Like, and then Joe Harris, I feel like he won't produce that much off the bench. Like, I don't know people, I'm a Warriors fan, so if Warriors fan, if y'all can relate to this, like when Harrison Barnes, like that last year we had what's up buddy name? Mark Jackson. Last year under Mark Jackson with the Warriors, they had Harrison Barnes come off the bench and they had Iguodala start. And Harrison Barnes wasn't producing the same. Same thing I feel like with Joe Harris. If you bring him off the bench, he won't produce the same. You see what I'm saying?
Limited
you see what I'm saying? It's like some dudes can come off the bench and some dudes can't. And I feel like Blake in LA, LaMarcus Aldridge, if y'all know who LA is, I feel like they established themselves. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have to, like, Joe Harris is still trying to prove who he is and establish himself in the NBA. Mm-hmm. These are proven stars who've shown what they can do. You see what I'm saying? So like, if you bring them off the bench, they know, hey, I'm a buck. You know what I'm saying? I know what I can and I can't do. So it's like, I know my role. So, like, start somebody that's trying to establish themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he lacks talent. He has talent. He just lacks an identity. Like, yeah, he's a spot-up shooter, but it's like, what else can he contribute? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, I don't know. It's just young minds, too.
Yeah.
Egos, a lot. Like I said, Blake and LaMarcus Aldridge, they went through their bottoms. They've been to the bottom. Joe Harris hasn't been to the bottom. So if you go, you feel what I'm saying? Take away, like, you could take away from them because they had worse. Mm-hmm. Like, if you take away from Joe, you don't know how he's going to react because this might be the worst thing that ever happened to him at this level. You see what I'm saying? So it's different.
I get you.
But yeah, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. Let y'all fill y'all in on some sponsors and some of our new projects we got coming up for this Basketball Jones podcast. What's up, Basketball Jones family? Man, here at the Basketball Jones podcast, we have so much content we want to give y'all. And guess what? We're going to do it. We're going to do just that. We don't have just one, not just two, but 3. 3 new segments coming to you, man. We want more basketball talk. I think y'all want more basketball talk, and we want to give it to y'all. So we got 3 more segments coming to y'all. Of course, we still got the power rankings. We also going to add The Future, a new segment. We're going to also add Stop Playing With Him, a new segment, and Coach's Corner, man. Y'all be on the lookout for those new segments coming soon. Now let's get back to the podcast. All right, man, we back. That was a quick word from our sponsors and some of our new and upcoming shows and stuff we got planned up here at the Basketball Jones podcast. But we talked about trades. We talked about the Nets. Let's talk about the buyout market just in general. You know, Drummond to the Lakers, Blake, LaMarcus to the Nets.
Austin Rivers to the Bucks.
This nigga. I mean, it happened, but goddamn. didn't even know that shit happened.
I did not. But he was hoping a little bit with New York.
He was. I don't know why New York would get rid of him.
They got too many guards.
They do. They do got. They pretty much guard heavy. Especially with Quickly or whatever his name is. He been hooping. Nice. He been hooping.
Flow the game.
Yeah, does. That nigga nice. RJ been having a pretty good season too. I didn't think RJ was gonna be this nice. He been.
I thought he was gonna be a bust.
Yeah, I did too.
Because he could not go right to save his life.
And one dude I thought was gonna be a bust has been balling pretty much is for the Warriors too. Wiseman, remember we said that he might be trash, but he been pretty good. Like he still got a lot to prove. Don't get me wrong.
He just gotta stay healthy though.
True, true. That's true. But yeah, man. So the buyouts: Austin Rivers. We got LaMarcus Aldridge. Who was the biggest signing?
LaMarcus.
Really? Why you say that?
Because that's like that took him over. Like that put him.
So
over.
You think Blake didn't put him over?
Nah.
No.
Blake wasn't really like. I feel like LaMarcus really put him over. Cause like yeah, Drummond went to the Lakers, but
you don't know where they stand.
To be honest, because like you said, injuries and all that. I feel like they brought Drummond because AD case.
Yeah.
They just try to, you know, make sure they have all their stuff planned out just in case AD can't come back.
Yeah. What about you, Days?
I was going to say that Drummond, because I do see if things do go planned and AD comes back, LeBron comes back, that's dangerous to have a 20-rebound type of player on your team that's actually really holding it down in the paint. And that's kind of what that team needs. They have that big body presence that kind of like took them to the championship and like made it easier for LeBron. Because when you control the boards, you control the game most of the time.
No, for sure. Like I'm gonna backpack off of what Desmond said. I'm gonna say because of the moves the Nets made, Andre Drummond was like the biggest move because it almost neglected. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It almost like the Nets were so far ahead of everybody. The Lakers, that move with the Lakers getting Drummond, almost like, okay, at least somebody's still in competition with these niggas. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we need. We just need, like you said, some sort of competition. Like, goddamn, these niggas, we don't want these dudes just to run. You see them pass everybody. Like, yes, the Lakers still got to get healthy for that Drummond, like, move to make any sense.
Yeah.
But, like, if they do get healthy, everything do go right, and everything, all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted, like, that would be a big move. You know, like Desmond said, all they need him to do is get the boards.
Exactly.
That is it. Like, his job legitimately on the Lakers is to get rebounds. Andy Davis is going to protect the rim. LeBron going to do damn near everything else. Like, so, they still got Kuz. They still got Kuz.
Harold.
They still got Harold. Exactly. Still got Montrez. That's another thing, too. They were small. You got to think, Marc Gasol was their only true five because AD didn't want to play five. So you had Marc Gasol, and that was it.
Exactly.
And that was it. Now you got Andre Drummond, and you could bring Mark. Because Mark took a step back. Like, what the Lakers expected from Marc Gasol is not happening.
Exactly.
Like, Marc Gasol regressed a lot, and Lakers was expecting that. So now you can bring Marc Gasol off the bench, start Drummond, and now Marc Gasol might even have more of an impact and even go back to his, like, Joker like that. Because don't forget, Marc Gasol was damn near Joker before Joker became Joker.
Nah, for real. And he can still stretch for a little bit, too.
Yeah, he can shoot that bitch.
But it's kind of hard because, you know, yeah, LeBron and him doing the same thing.
Yeah. That's what I said, bring him off the bench now. Yeah. Now he can come in when LeBron come out. You see what I'm saying? And you can almost run through him in coups and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know why. I just see them releasing him, though.
Who?
Mark.
Gasol?
Yeah.
That would be dumb. Because, like I said, because it's like you're going to be back in the position you were in at first. Put Trez at the four. And put Mark, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, starting lineup should be, fuck, who they point guard?
Not Reggie.
He with the Clippers.
Schroeder.
You got Shooter, Schroeder, whatever. Who are the two? Damn, I don't know. Nobody.
Pope.
Oh, yeah. KCP.
Starting?
Shit. Probably. Who are going to start over him?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I thought Caruso started.
Nah, hell no. KCP at the two. Brown at the three. Trez don't start. Trez come off the bench, huh?
Yeah, Trez day six, man.
Who four? Who the four? Oh, AD. What the fuck am I talking about? AD. AD and Andre Drummond. What the fuck was I thinking about?
I was
So then you got to think, like, look at that bench. That bench would be, that'll make the Lakers so deep. You got Kuz coming off the bench. Alex Caruso.
Horton Tucker.
Yeah, Horton Tucker.
Horton Tucker. Fucking Montrez and Marc Gasol.
That's nice.
That's damn near. You put them on another, on a lottery team, that's a starting lineup. Tell me it's not a starting lineup for a lottery team.
Nah, it's solid.
It is.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so, That's a good that's dip. Exactly. That's what they need. They need them. Exactly. They need it, especially with coming off all these injuries and stuff like that. Especially like finishing off the season, because you got to think playoffs come around. Yeah, like shit, we ain't holding shit back. It's playoffs. Mm-hmm. Win or go home. But to get to the playoffs, you really gotta have minutes restrictions. Y'all can't bring back Anthony Davis, LeBron. That nigga's fucking not human. But you can't bring back Anthony Davis off an injury and expect him to play 30 plus minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna work out. And then y'all be like, oh, he's injury prone. No, he just got off an injury and you brought him back to play 40 fucking minutes. Like, exactly. Of course he's not going. You see what I'm saying? You have to, put him in, but restrict his minutes. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When AD come back, you have to really cater to him and make sure, hey, he's A-okay. And really play Trez. Let Trez go crazy.
It does.
Let that nigga go crazy. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Overall, anything y'all want to say about the buyouts, trade deadline, anything? Who y'all feel like? Do y'all feel like any moves put any teams ahead of anybody else? You feel what I'm saying? Did a team make any leaps? Did any teams really just get that much better? Not really winners, but did a team really take another step?
The Heat got a little bit better.
Yeah, the Heat.
Because they got
two-way,
and that's their scheme.
Yeah, that's one thing we ain't talk about like that. First of all, you know, I think the Heat came out slow, and I really blame it on the bubble. If I say them and the Lakers were the only two teams still playing. Lakers got off to a good start, but then they started getting hurt. They started off real slow. But now they starting to come together. Now you got that Victor move. He might look over Brooklyn. Like, he might.
Nah, for the way they play, that's what
gets. And the defense, too, you got to think. Like they can match they can match Brooklyn's offense with defense. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Blake and Aldridge good, but they're not just going to score on Bam like that. You got Bam fucked up. Who else? You got Jimmy. Jimmy not just no easy bucket. KD is an easy bucket. But besides KD, Harden going to have, well, never mind.
Tyler
Hero.
Yeah, his barbecue chicken.
Kyrie Harden,
like
Joe Harris to shoot that over.
Yeah, that's too much fucking offense. God damn,
bro, you can't really.
Like, you gotta really pick your poison, bro. Cause like
that is too much.
Yeah, Miami got that defense, but they do got that big hole with Tyler.
You got a hoop hoop to beat the Knicks.
Yeah, goddamn, you gotta be hitting on all cylinders. Exactly.
Nah, for real.
And even then, you still might not beat them.
Okay.
Fuck Brooklyn. Fuck them.
Deadass.
Bucks got a little bit.
A little what?
Who they get?
Austin fucking Rivers.
They got PJ Tucker.
Oh, they got PJ. Yeah, I forgot about PJ.
That last one.
He looked like a Bucks player ass nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
He fits with them because he can. He good. He 3-and-D for sure.
Hey, that's good defensive team for what you call it against the Brooklyn Nets. They could go out from 1-5. Cause you got Drew. You got Middleton.
But I feel like Bucks ain't gonna be able to match him.
On offense?
Yeah,
but defense, they can.
But I feel like that's the thing. I feel like the Heat can match him on offense, but not the Nets. I mean, and then fucking Bucks got the biggest question mark was like, if we just keep Giannis away from the rim. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody has the formula to beat the Nets. I mean, beat the Bucks in the playoffs. Everybody have that formula. Like, the Philadelphia 76ers were like, hey, here's the blueprint to beating the Bucks. Sure. And ever since then, nobody takes the Bucks serious. Like, the Bucks are the Clippers of the East. Damn. Nobody takes them serious. Nobody.
Shit, I had Philly before everything happened with the Nets, but then shit.
So does Rondo put the Clippers over the hump?
I do. I think so. Cause like, really, you gotta also look at Rondo's not looking to score.
He's
looking great. And now Kawhi don't always have to have the ball in his hand to be like threat. Neither do PG. I mean, he's been begging for it, so we gotta see, really. He's been begging for a point this whole time, so hey.
Because you can't tell, like, when Kawhi did win that championship, he had people creating, like, he was able to just come up the court and chill. He had to, like, create for himself.
Yeah, he had Fred.
He could catch 3-point stance, give him two moves.
Yeah. And he did have people kind of, like, set up and get their own bucket. Because you gotta think, when he was with Toronto, you have three other people that can go get there. You know what I'm saying? Siakam. You have Siakam. You have Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry that can just go get their own bucket.
And Ibaka.
Ibaka can't get his own bucket. He needs somebody to set his plate
for sure. I'm talking about pick and roll type. Like, he could use him as pick.
I'm talking about a nigga. I can go eat by myself. I don't need nobody to set my plate, none of that. And at those three, Siakam, Fred VanVleet, and Kyle Lowry for sure go get their own bucket. And with the Clippers, it was just Paul George and Lou Will, which no more Lou. And it was Montrez, but no more Montrez. It was like, nobody can get their own bucks, so you need a point guard to almost spoon feed everybody else, and to make it easier on Kawhi.
Exactly.
I feel like they need another big too.
Yeah, I mean they've been small. I feel like they want to play small ball.
Yeah,
I feel like they want to do perimeter defense. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They want to guard you like Pat Bev, PG and Kawhi. They looking at like, if we got those guards to stop you, we won't need a rim protector. That's why I think they thinking of. You see what I'm saying? Like, we don't need a rim protector if you can't even get down to the rim. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We got PG, Pat Bev, and Kawhi locking shit up. You know, Pat Bev been having a terrible year. He been hurt too, so don't get me wrong. His injuries have a lot to do with it. But bro also has not been the defensive stopper that he claims to be.
Like, he's not really a defensive stopper. He just like,
y'all believe in Westbrook? He just be running around.
Yeah, it's like he just a tick. Like, you really watch how he play when last time? Like, other than Lonzo, when he just bullied.
Yeah, and that was his first game too. So I don't really count.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't seen him really like lock down somebody. Yeah. I just seen him just be there and like be like a tick to somebody.
As a point guard, I don't think there's any lockdown point guard just because of how many screens a guard
has to go through. That is true too. That does make sense.
So it's just like, you got to be like him. Like, you got to be feisty on 50-50 balls. You got to do those like garbage plays just to stay in the league as the type of player he is.
That's true. That makes sense.
But also, you got to give it to Drew, because Drew got a little lockdown plays too.
He do.
Where he just rip him.
Drew who?
Holiday.
Oh, no. Drew blocks
He is.
That's why I say he's not a Drew to me. If he's not a Drew to me, he's not really a
I forgot Drew was like a dude with the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's live. But yeah, anything else, man, you want to say? Oh, excuse me. Before we wrap up this podcast, trade deadline, buyouts?
Nah.
Looks like you about to say something about the Nuggets.
I'm going to let it slide off this one. I'm going to come back to
the next one. I seen it in his face. He wanted to say something about the Nuggets. He wanted to say something about the Nuggets. It's your boy Dez. It's Jay Strait. It's your boy Lil Kenup. And this is the Basketball Jones Podcast. And we are gone.
Yes, sir.
What is this?
Hey, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that special edition of the podcast, the trade deadline / buyouts, man. Y'all make sure y'all share that with your friends, teammates, or just people you know that love basketball and NBA talk. Don't forget, we got 3 new segments coming, man. Y'all ask for more content and we gonna bring it to y'all. So make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday around noon to have a new podcast content, man. We gonna be here talking about the future athletes. We're going to have Coach's Corner let you know about building a program and fit into a program that you want to be in. Also, we also going to have Stop Playing With Him, where we talk about overrated, underappreciated, undervalued players who needs more respect put on their name. And then we're going to finish the month out every month with the power rankings, man. That's a full slate. Every week, we're dropping something new. So you have to be here every Tuesday at noon, man, to get the new content. It's Basketball Jones Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Kenup, and I'm gone.